So it's nice to finally see some positive stories regarding law enforcement and emergency services, firefighters and paramedics, military. The young fellow who had the back of the officer who was filling her patrol unit the other evening. Of course, it took the media a while to start covering these stories. We had to lose officers in Houston and New York and other places, Chicago, Illinois. Recently, Las Vegas, there was an officer shot ambush style. Of course, Black Lives Matter are running around encouraging that law enforcement be attacked. And they say, well, they're just joking. And we hear the voice call of someone warning police officers if they're by themselves they're going to get shot. So again, once again, it's wonderful to see the cop that gets bought breakfast and the firefighter who has his breakfast bought for him. And Ellen DeGeneres brings on everybody to talk about it. But why did it take so long? You know, those stories are always there. They're there every day. Yeah, sure, they're bad cops, and we hear about them, and they're prosecuted. But with cities like New York and Chicago and Detroit turning into sewers of lawlessness and murder, you got to remember that those men and women out there that are protecting your lives by putting their lives on the line deserve a pat on the back in the media. Keep covering the stories the way that you are. Well done. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.